Hello, everybody. First of all, I'm so sorry for not posting an episode for like a very long time. I'm really sorry about that, but the week I posted last was, like Holy Week, and so I took it as a break of literally everything. I did nothing that week. I took it as I need a mental break, so I just did nothing. And then last week, I did not have time to film at all, of everything because of everything I was doing and shit. So I didn't have time. And this week, I try to film on Fridays because it's the only time that I kind of have free, or on Saturdays, whatever. And I just couldn't, I just didn't film because I just wasn't in the mood, or I just didn't have nothing. I just didn't have anything to talk about. So it was a little bit confusing for me to just talk about nothing, like I've done in previous episodes. And I wanted to do a good episode, not just a shitty one like the rest of them. So yeah. Also, the second thing I want to say, I'm sorry if I sound sick or like a fucking truck driver because of my voice. I've been like, I lost my voice during Saturday and Sunday. I screamed, I shouted, I fucking went crazy. And on Monday, didn't have I had kind of like I had a little bit of voice, but on Tuesday and Wednesday, I had it. Well, Tuesday I had Tuesday no, Tuesday I did not have, and Wednesday I had a little bit more. Yeah, I think I don't even know the days I'm living, so don't mind me. And yeah, I'm not sick. I don't have COVID. I'm just I have allergies. It's not like the auto from TikTok. It's like, "Tom, why are you looking at me with hard eyes?" or something like that. It's just allergies or whatever the fuck that is. I have no idea. But yeah, I do have actual allergies, and it is not fun. My nose is literally clogged, like actual clogged. It's like a fucking toilet in there. It's so clogged. If you don't know what it means, I don't know either. I mean, I do know what it means. I don't think it's the right way of saying it. I don't care. But clogged means, like I can't breathe. When like a toilet gets clogged is when it has like a whole bunch of paper in it and it just doesn't flush. Well, that's my nose right now with boogers, okay? I can breathe from my nose, which is perfectly fine because I'm okay with it. I'm not okay with it. I'm just used to not breathing because that's what having a double septum means. But yeah, the third thing I wanted to say is I'm sorry if you hear my fucking brother shouting. He's just dumb as fuck and he always screams. So yeah, I'm sorry about that. So the first thing I want to talk about in this episode, I want to talk about one thing that is very important and that has been on my mind for quite some time now. Bitch, if I'm correct, Doctor Strange, the Doctor Strange movie, comes out next week. That movie is gonna be amazing. Holy shit! I can't even hold it in. Like my nerves are just kicking in. I'm so ready to watch it and to fucking enjoy it. My veins are gonna be filled with Doctor Strange. Like I'm just gonna boom, get it in there like fucking heroin. Well, it's gonna be in there, okay? Like somehow I'm just gonna fucking enjoy the fuck out of it. Oh, I'm so excited for it. I'm so excited. I think the hype is definitely worth it. I'm just so pumped. It's gonna be so good. I'm just ready. I'm so fucking ready. We deserve it. We fucking do. Okay, the next thing. I'm shouting now. I wanted to talk about something. I just forgot. I literally just had it on my mind. Well, I mean, another thing about Marvel, Thor is coming out in June, I think. Holy shit, another fucking amazing movie. Holy shit. Jonathan is coming back, and we love that. We love that. Okay, the other thing I wanted to say is that April 26th, if I'm not correct, was the day, like 3 years ago on the 26th of April, was the release of Endgame. It's been 3 years since we last saw Iron Man, Captain America. Well, not Black Widow, because we saw the movie. But, you know, in a movie with all of them. Like, they're all dead. They've been dead for 3 years now. Fucking hell. Why did I sign up for this? I don't get it. But, yeah. And the other thing I want to talk about again. So, next Monday. This is an announcement, okay? This is a very important announcement. If you know me, you know I'm obsessed with fashion and celebrities. And guess what's the perfect event for that? You guessed it right, bitches. The Met Gala happening on May 2nd, the first Monday of May. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm so ready, bitch. Bitch, I hope Emma Chamberlain goes and slays the fuck out of it, because she did an amazing job last time, and I need that again. I need that. I want Bella Hadid to go, and again, to slay the fuck out of it, because we did not get a Bella Hadid in the 2021 Met Gala. And bitch, no. On Monday, you bet your ass, I'm gonna be sitting in the chair with my laptop watching Vogue.com/Met Gala or whatever the fuck it is, and I'm gonna be watching the live stream like a psychopath. And until Bella Hadid doesn't come out of there, I won't stop watching it. I need Bella Hadid. And I need Zendaya. Zendaya and Tom Holland, will you go to the Met Gala, please? Thank you. Thank you. I also kind of think that Chris Evans should go, and I have a great reason. It would be great for promo for his two new movies coming out very soon. What's the name of it? Like, the one with Buzz Lightyear, which is, like, To Infinity and Beyond, I think it's called. And The Gray Man. Bitch, The Gray Man. Oh my god, that movie is gonna be amazing, and I'm not ready. Ana de Armas and Chris Evans, again, just like Knives Out. Ooh! Oh, girl. I'm so excited. I am ready to watch that. I am so ready to watch it. I really am. Okay, I think that's all for pop culture right now. I mean, did I talk? I don't think I did. If I did, then I repeat it again. Role model, who is Emma Chamberlain's boyfriend, came out with an album, RX, like maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. This bitch is obsessed with it. She is playing it on repeat. I love it. It's amazing. My favorite songs are Jesus Saves and She's My Type. And I really like the masturbation song, which is like pretty naughty. And I'm obsessed with it. Oh my god. The way he talks about Emma Chamberlain. Chills. Yes. Ready for that. I'm so fucking, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm obsessed with the album. And Coachella happens. The only thing I heard from Coachella, I mean, I did hear lots of things. I do have a few things to talk about. The first thing is Harry Styles did amazing. Did you think he wasn't gonna do amazing? He played Boyfriends, which is a new song that is coming out on his album Harry's Home on May 20th. Mark your calendars. He just released the songs that are going to be in the album, and I'm so excited for that. It looks amazing. And he did amazing. Doja Cat did amazing as well, which is, again, not surprising because Doja Cat is the queen. I love that interview that she had, that they asked her if she preferred big noses or small noses on guys. And she said big noses because you can sit on them. And she's a whole mood, honestly. Like, I aspire to be as hot and as fantastic as Doja Cat, because, bitch, she's amazing. She's just amazing, and I love her. Another thing I heard was, I was going to talk, oh, yeah, The Weeknd. The Weeknd performed at Coachella on both weeks, and there's, like, this interesting thing, okay? So, if you don't know, Bella Hadid and The Weeknd dated back in 2017, I think, I think I'm correct, like 2017, 2018, after he dated Selena Gomez, or before, I'm not sure, but they dated, and turns out he literally put a, voicemail of Bella Hadid apologizing to him
in the concert. Like, he was playing and, like, a song was going to come out. And, you know, like, the interludes that some people put between songs to make it, like, vibier and, you know, to just fucking make people go crazy. Well, he did that, but he didn't put music. He put a voicemail, like a Bella Hadid voicemail. She was apologizing to him. And I'm like, what the fuck? The tea has been spilled. Like, the fuck? That's just crazy. Yeah, I think that's pretty shady, though. Like, that's very, very shady. He's, like, so mad at him. Like, it feels like he's genuinely really angry, which is really weird. He's petty as fuck. Like, he looks petty. I like him a lot, and I think he is an amazing musician. And he probably is a really cool person because, you know, he hangs out with Ariana Grande, so, like, it has to be, he has to be good. He has to be good. But to do that to my queen, Bella Hadid, it's like it hurts my soul. Because she's my twin. Bitch, we look alike. I convince myself of that every single day. Don't tell me I don't look like Bella Hadid because I will fucking cry. Don't tell me that. I look like Bella Hadid. Let me believe it. Even if it's fake. Let me believe I look like Bella Hadid. Okay? Let me do that. Then, what else? Oh, I have to talk about my recent discovery that I'm super happy about. So we all know I'm literally talking about the same people over and over again. I'm sorry if I'm annoying, but you signed up for this shit, so it's not my problem. You signed up for this. Just lower your expectations or something. Don't expect a great episode. Like, don't. It's not gonna happen. But yeah, as we all know, I forgot what I was about to say. Fucking great. That's fucking fantastic. Why am I this dumb? I was going to talk about someone. Who was it? Who was it? Oh, okay. I remembered. So we all know that Emma Chamberlain has been on a break of YouTube for like 6 months, I think, or even more. So you cannot even imagine how lonely I am. You cannot even imagine. It feels very bad. It feels very bad, and I don't like the feeling of not watching her videos every single Sunday. I don't like that, okay? I want her to come back. I'm still waiting for the Coachella 2022 video, but it's not coming. I'm pretty sure it's not coming. But yeah, I'm crying. But I discovered these amazing YouTubers. They're called the Sterniolo Triplets, and I'm obsessed with them. Chris? I think I have something for Chris's from Boston, because they're from Boston, bitch, just like Chris Evans. So I've got my Chris Evans from Boston, almost a 41-year-old. Then I'm going to tell you my crushes, my favorites. I'm going to go on a list right now. So, like, Chris Evans on top, like, definitely for sure. Like, there's no way someone, well, there is a way. But, like, right now, Chris Evans is on top, and he will always be on top until I find a boyfriend that is his level of attractiveness. Like, even I'll take a 20% of his attractiveness. That's all I'm asking for. 20% of his attractiveness and his personality, bitch. The only bad thing about him is that he's a Gemini, and I'm scared. I'm genuinely scared of Geminis. But yeah, so Chris Evans goes on top, and then we've got Hector Bellerin. Fuck yes. I'm obsessed with that man. I'm obsessed with him, and I'm gonna marry him. Like, there's no chances I'm marrying Chris Evans, so let me believe I'm marrying Hector Bellerin. Let me do that. Don't destroy my dreams, because I'm already manifesting it, bitch. I'm already writing my manifestations, and I'm gonna marry him. Yeah, period. Whatever I believe is gonna come true, because that's how powerful my mind is. Let me believe it, okay? If I believe it, it's gonna happen. Then after that, oh, Vinny Hacker, yeah, Vinny Hacker, he's so fucking attractive. Oh my god, Vinny Hacker, literally break me in half. I will thank you. I will literally clap for you. I will be like, fuck yeah, thank you, Vinny Hacker, for breaking me in half. Like, you could, like, these three men that I just said, these are the only ones, I would say the only ones. Because Sebastian Stan is also up there. And, like, the rest of the celebrities that I have a crush on could definitely do this. But specifically this three, Chris, Hector, and Vinny. could literally grab a truck, okay? Like, or a fucking train, even better, a train. And they can run over me. I will survive it, and I will say thank you. Like, he can shoot me. He could grab a gun, point me in the head, make me cry and shake and fear for my life. And even if he pulls the trigger, I'm gonna say thank you. I'm gonna say thank you. And that's just how it is. Like, I would feel thankful. Just like the same thing. If, because I'm so annoying on Instagram and I'm DMing them like every single day. Well, not every single day, but sometimes I DM them telling them how bad my life is without them and that I want to meet them. And if they can wait for me at least like 2.5 years, if they block me, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to create another account, or I'm going to use my friends' accounts or my family's. I don't care. But I'm going to get to them. And they're going to block me again. And they're going to keep blocking me until we meet. And they fall in love with me. Just like imagine if Chris Evans blocks me. The satisfaction in my body that he knows that I exist is going to be amazing. That's just amazing. Imagine. Chris Evans sees that he's received 25 messages of a 15-year-old girl that is crazy for him. He just says, fuck, this girl needs to take a chill pill. I'm going to block her. And I'm going to be like, fuck yeah, he blocked me. Fuck yeah, he blocked me. He blocked me, you know? He blocked me, not you, bitch. Me. That's amazing. That's fantastic. That's just fantastic. Imagine saying Chris Evans blocked me. Oh, I wish. Motherfucker, I wish. Another thing. I don't know if I said this on the last episode, but I started watching The Office. I'm obsessed with it, bitch. I'm obsessed with Pam and Jim. Please date. I'm still, like, they still are not dating from when I'm going. Like, I'm on season 2, almost season 3. They're not dating yet, but I need them to date. Oh, they're so amazing. They're so amazing. I love them. I'm also, again, obsessed with Criminal Minds, but I think I already said that on my last episode, which was a month ago. I'm sorry for that. On that note, I'm going to drink some water because I think I need to take a chill pill right now. And I'm going to take this as something. I'm going to do something that I promised my friend I was going to do. So, hello to Escandinavo and Raquel. I know you're watching this. You're not watching this. You're listening to this. Hi. I know what you're doing, you naughty bitches. I caught you. Ha ha. I know all about it. Ha 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 ha. So, yeah, hello. I know you're listening to this. You can do your sexy thing. I don't mind. I hope you don't do things while listening to me. That would feel really awkward. I probably wouldn't be able to look at your face again. But I am gonna do something that I'm going to regret. Am I looking for a sexy playlist? Yes, I'm gonna put it for you guys. For only Escandinavo and Raquel. What the fuck is this? This is not something I wanted. Wait. What's the name of the song? That song I want to find. Raquel, be Jessica Rabbit and conquer him. Like, move your hips like fucking Shakira on the video clip of Hips Don't Lie. Do whatever it takes, honey. Do whatever it takes. Conquer that Kristoff. She says he looks like Kristoff from Frozen, so that's what I'm saying. But I can't find any music that I like to put for you guys. Should I just put the music from from 50 Shades of Grey? I'm so funny. Wait, 50 Shades of Grey. Here, I got it. Earned it. Yeah. This is the one I wanted. Enjoy it.
You make me look like it's magic. Oh yeah. I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you. Okay, that's enough. I think that's enough. I maybe even send you the link to the, shit, what the fuck is the name? To the playlist. Just look up 50 Shades of Grey, and the first playlist that comes up is the one I played. You can play it, okay? Just do your sexy thing. I mean, don't tell me, because I will be definitely traumatized, and I don't wanna go through that, okay? I definitely won't go through that. So this weekend is presenting itself with lots of things to do. Okay, after that break, I'm just gonna forget it. I did not do that. I'm cringing at myself. So sorry to you too, because you're probably gonna wanna kill me. And I will take it. Like, if you wanna kill me, just kill me, whatever. Well, no. Call Chris Evans and tell him to kill me. Yeah, that's better. I'm sorry if I made it awkward between you guys. It was not my intention. I'm just trying to be hilarious. Clearly, I'm not, because I do not have a sense of humor. My sense of humor is broken. But, yeah, this weekend, very occupied. I have a lot of things to do. I kind of am excited, but at the same time, it's like, oof, I'm being around people. I don't want that. It's so hard for me to, like, actually have any kind of social interaction with someone. I feel like I'm either talking way too fast or way too slow. I look weird or whatever. It's so uncomfortable. Like, when I've talked here on the podcast that I hate my class, apart from the fact that I don't like the people in my class, most of the people, well, I didn't like. I mean, now I'm, like, deciding to give it a chance. You know, there's, like, only 2 months left. I don't want to have bad vibes between people. But it's not that I hate my class. It's that I hate social interaction. I hate it. I feel tortured every time I have to, like, have any type of social interaction with someone. It feels horrible. That's why I don't go to, like, fucking places with a lot of people around, because I just feel overwhelmed, and it gives me anxiety. So that's why I'm literally going to my grandparents' house for a week and leaving the face of the earth. Not... I'm saying this right now, okay? Don't text me until Sunday of next week, because I won't reply. I'm going to take this as a break, as an actual and literal break. Don't text me, because I'm not going to reply. That's a fact. I don't normally reply on a normal day-to-day basis, but I'm not going to reply, like, not even close. Like, not even close. Like, you're gonna text me, I'm gonna be like, okay, ignore. Yeah, not gonna do that. The only things I'm gonna do is Chris Evans. I'm kidding, I'm not gonna do Chris Evans. I wish. I wanna do Hector Bridgerton. Sorry, I'm gonna blow my nose. That's disgusting. I'm so sorry you had to hear that. I'm choking. I wanna die. But the only thing I'm going to do this week is write, because I have a project due on Saturday. Like, not tomorrow, but day after tomorrow. Not the day after tomorrow, the week. Next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but the next one. And yeah, I have that. So I have to write, which is exciting, because I don't know how to write in Spanish. I only write songs or poems in English, and I don't know how to write in Spanish. It's really hard. I think I'm going to change everything that I've written so far. And I'm going to go for a different vibe, which I don't know if I'm going to like or not. I probably will end up writing two. And I'll send the one I'm the most proud of. But yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do on that. I have to paint my nails, because I was going to do my nails while I filmed this episode. But I was like, no, because you're going to like hear the noise of me filing my nails. And that's really annoying. To, like, listen in personal, like physically. So I don't want you guys to listen on the headphones, because that's just bad. Or not on headphones, I'm just a podcast episode. I don't want you guys to go through that, because I care about you. I really don't. I don't care about anything. If you think I care about you, you're wrong, bitch. I don't care about anyone or anything.
Because I'm an independent person. I'm very independent. That's probably something bad because I literally don't give a fuck about anything. The only fucks I give, there are like two fucks I give. Okay, one fuck is for Chris Evans. Well, I give three fucks. Three fucks. One fuck is for Chris Evans. The other fuck is for Hector Villarín. And the other fuck is for Vinny Hacker. And that's all the fucks I give. And I was talking about the Strugnolo triplets. I really was. And I just literally disappeared. Like, the whole conversation went away. And I'm not talking about the Strugnolo triplets anymore. But yeah, they're really fun. You should check them out on YouTube. They do car videos. Like, they're sitting in the car and they just talk. I really like that it's a really vibey thing. And I really like that because it reminds me of the old Emma Chamberlain days when she just went on her car and to get Phil's coffee. That's so emotional for me. Fuck, I'm gonna cry. I'm not going to. I need to hold my tears in. Don't cry. Me yesterday watching a movie and like we had a class in which we watched I don't know what it's called in English. Wait, let me look it up. But it's like this really like a romantic movie that I don't like rom-coms because why would you watch rom-coms when you can watch, I don't know, fucking Marvel movies? That's just horrible. Don't watch more romantic movies. The Notebook is the one I'm talking about. So The Notebook, we watched it in class. I don't know how I didn't bawl my eyes off. Honestly, it was the saddest ending. I mean, I knew how it was going to end. I had not seen it, but I knew how it was going to end because I just felt it in my bones. Yeah, just call me a magician or something. Can't believe Rachel McAdams is 43 years old. That's fucking nuts. Like, that's crazy. And Ryan Gosling, how old is Ryan? He's 41. Shut the fuck up. He's... Oh! Chris Evans is... Wait. No. Ryan Gosling is older. Yeah, Ryan Gosling is older. He's turning 42. Ryan Gosling is turning 42. Shut the fuck up. There's no fucking way. What? I mean, Chris Evans is turning 41. That's traumatizing. He's 41 and I'm not even 16. 25-year difference is not that much. The same with Hector Villarín. 11-year-old difference. 11-year-old? No. 11 years of difference between us. I feel like I could do it. Honestly, I feel like I can do it. He blew a kiss at me. I can do that shit. I can make him fall in love with me. I'm going to, bitch. I'm just manifesting it in my life. Yeah, I'm visualizing it. I'm imagining it. Yeah, manifestations. Fuck yeah. I'm not doing an amarre, though, because the last time I did an amarre, it did not work. Like, at all. So, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. But, yeah. I think that's it for today's episode. Because my head hurts, and I have to do my nails. And I have to prepare my luggage for the week. I'm not excited, but thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it and that you have a great week, weekend, day, whatever. I feel Harry Potter. Yeah, thank you for listening. Love you guys. You're amazing. Hope everything is okay and alright and that you're happy. You deserve it, bitch. I mean, there's some people that don't, but still, you kind of deserve it because you listen to this podcast. So thank you for listening. I promise I'll upload more episodes. I promise. And thank you so much for listening. I love you all. See you on the next episode.